Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shockers pregame show. We're getting set for Saturday night baseball. The Biloxi Shockers tonight playing as the Biloxi King Cakes up against the Montgomery Biscuits. Time for today's pregame interview. I am Javik Blake, and we are joined by the guy who hit his first grand slam of the season last night in basically the same exact situation at his first from a year ago in his career. It's Brock Wilken. Brock, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's good to be back on it.
How fun was that, hit that grand slam last night, part of a seven-run inning, and just like your first career grand slam, it ended up with you and Wes Clark going back-to-back.
Yeah, you know, it's fun being back in the lineup. It was a little bit of a controversial swing last night, but, you know, that one goes in the back of the baseball card, so that's all that matters. But, yeah, you know, I love where we're at right now. I love where I'm at right now, physically, mentally, so just glad to be back out here.
Well, how fun is it to be back in the lineup? It has been, you took all 22 days off from getting hit in the face from being back in the lineup. How good does it feel to be back in there?
Yeah, it feels so good. You know, we got guys like Mike, Wes, Ernesto really swinging it really well right now, so to be log jammed in the middle of those guys, it's really fun because it makes the game a lot more fun and a lot more simple to just go out there and play the game. You know, that's my favorite saying, is just go out there and play the game. So being able to do that, and especially with guys that also enjoy doing the same thing, playing a kid's game. So it's been a pleasure coming back, and you know, really opened your eyes on what you take for granted sometimes.
How much do you guys take pride in how hard you make opposing pitchers' lives? Because with everyone back in the lineup, EBJ's first, Bobby's hitting second, either you or Wes is third, one of you is behind the other, then it's Ernesto, and the lineup goes on and on and on, and all of a sudden you're eight spots down and you still can't figure a guy you have to go after.
Yep. Yeah, I think that gives a lot of credit to our hitting coach, JJ. You know, he really prides himself in the work that he puts in day after day, not only in us, but in the scouting reports that he gives us. You know, he goes into great detail and great depth that not a lot of other coaches go into, especially at this level. So, you know, a lot of guys really trust him, and I think that's a huge piece right now of us just trusting our process and our approach. And he gives us the two best opportunities to go out there and do what we do best. And, you know, once we do that, we've been putting up runs and stacking quality at-bats together, just how we do it.
And you've been hitting all these home runs wearing a mask. It might be the first time you've worn a mask while playing baseball since Little League. Yep. What has it been like adjusting to the mask at the plate?
Yeah, it's different. You know, a lot of my buddies are chirping me and giving me crap about it. It's a little softball league mask. But, you know, it's good. I think it's really good for me right now, especially going back into play as quickly as I did. And just, I don't have to worry about that again. So I think for me right now, it's a couple weeks, a month with that mask, I think it's going to be good for me.
Well, and if you keep hitting all these homers, you might just have to keep it.
I might just have to keep the mask, you know? I might have to rock the Batman mask forever.
What was your recovery like from injury? Because there comes a point where there's not much you can do other than get surgery to repair the nose, and the rest of the face just kind of has to settle back in, right?
Yeah, you know, it was honestly one of the more grueling things that I've had to deal with in my life. And honestly, the way I got through it was my wife and my faith. You know, those are the two biggest things in my life right now besides baseball. And, you know, those two things really kept me in check and in the moment. It takes you, you know, like that, a snap of your fingers and the game's taken away from you for 20 days. It doesn't seem like that long, but, you know, it also feels like forever, especially when you can't be out here with the guys that I love being around and play the game that I love. So those two things really, really kept me in check, and you know, couldn't do much except do some stretching and swing the golf clubs. So I think I dialed my game in to where I'm a +3 handicap right now. So, you know, that's those are the things that you kind of take your mind off the negativity.
Manager Joe Arolt mentioned this yesterday about your toughness in coming back into the lineup and getting pitched up and in and not turning away. Your dad was a longtime MMA veteran. How much did you take your toughness that you bring to the lineup from him growing up?
Yeah, you know, I take a lot of my experiences from growing up, from my dad to everyday life. You know, just being a really tough mentally and physically, and also getting hit in the face a lot. So, you know, that definitely carries over. But, you know, I think that was one of the biggest things that he taught us growing up was just being mentally tough and stronger than anything that can come your way, because, you know, if you go through your battles with God right by your side, nothing's going to ever be going to be able to combat those. So knowing that, I think that was a really big strong point going through my recovery process.
It's also the first night the Shuckers are debuting their new alternate identity in the Biloxi King Cakes. Your thoughts on the jerseys and the hats?
I love them. You know, it's vibrant. It's out there. So, you know, let's go play with some flair. Let's go winning these things. And, hey, you never know. Just like the MASH. You keep hitting homers in them, you win in these things, you might have to whip them out again. You never know.
Brock, I appreciate the time. Thanks so much as always.
Yes, sir. Always.
This has been today's pregame interview. King Cakes and Biscuits coming up next.